The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Dennis Morris of KLEM Radio in Lamar's and Jamie Whitney of the Pocahontas Record Democrat. Dennis, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
All right. Thanks very much. Senator, of course, as you know, the terrible shooting that took place earlier this week out in Washington, D.C. I guess my question is this, kind of twofold. First of all, share with me your thoughts about that. Our people in Washington, no doubt, are somber, but are they also a little bit leery? Are you and your colleagues in both the House and Senate a little reluctant to be out in the public because of this? This is really kind of the second episode. If you go back a couple of years, we also had Congresswoman Giffords that had gotten shot while making an appearance at a grocery store, I think it was.
I think that we ought to be thinking of that all the time. I think we very infrequently think about it. And when we infrequently think about it, it means that we aren't ready for what could happen. On the other hand, what could happen, speculation and everything, you've got to think that that's a possibility because every once in a while we're reminded of it. But if we were to judge our professional life and set our professional life by that, we wouldn't be able to function as representatives of the people, either walking around Washington or walking around Iowa. I wouldn't be able to hold my town meetings, as an example. So I think we have to think about it. There's no way that every member of Congress could have the protection that Mr. Scalise and a few other members of Congress have, and those members of Congress that have such protection are probably a dozen or less. So you couldn't have it for 535 members of Congress. And then, like maybe you've heard me say a time or two, sometimes in Washington, this wouldn't be true of my going around Iowa, because I think a lot of Iowans know who their senator are, and they'd recognize me from my pictures or television. But in Washington, D.C., very few people know who Chuck Grassley is by face. And if I had three or four people going around with me like a few of the leaders do, it would set you apart from other people. And people that wanted to do damage to you would say, well, he must be an important person. He's got all these guards. So not having the guards, I think, is somewhat of a security oven by itself.
Jamie?
Senator Grass, what would you like to see in the bill being crafted in the Senate to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act?
Yeah. I want to see people who get John Deere insurance have tax credit, tax relief for buying health insurance. They do that through the company. I want individuals who buy individual policies or work for small business where they don't have insurance to have the same have tax credits for the ability to buy insurance. I want to make sure that the policies that we've had in place on Medicaid for the last 60 years, where the federal government has an open checking account for anything the states want to do, I think it's been a very having an open checking account isn't a very way for Congress to watch the taxpayers' dollars as effectively as they should be. So putting some limit on what the federal government's going to give to the states is a good thing. And yet we want to make sure that the people that have been helped by Medicaid over a long period of time, like the elderly, the children, and the disabled, are still taken care of, and they will be taken care of. And then I want to make sure that since I come from a party that talks about freedom for individuals, I want to make sure that people have the freedom to buy the insurance they want. I want to make sure that the companies have the ability to sell the insurance that people want to buy. And presently, under Obamacare, where everything's dictated from Washington, D.C., people don't have the freedom that they ought to have. And then I don't want the government getting between the doctor and the patient relationship. I want that to be held very a thing that we worship and respect. And Obamacare has interfered with that doctor-patient relationship.
Dennis?
All right, Senator, I realize that you are the chairman of the Senate Judicial Committee, and maybe you might not be able to speak on all of this, but I am curious and interested in knowing your thoughts about the dismissal of FBI Director Comey, and because that ultimately may come back through your committee as an investigation. But your thoughts, was it justified, or were you questioning the actions of the president?
Well,
of that?
I think it's created some problems for the president because he did it. But on the other hand, the president has the authority to do it. Probably would have been better if he was going to do it, if he'd done it back on the first day he was in office and done it in a way that would show respect for what Comey had done as director of the FBI. But the president has the authority to do it. You can't really question that authority because it's been done by other presidents. He's not the first FBI director that's been done. And you're surely going to want an FBI director to be able to be dismissed by the president. Otherwise, you could have 42 years like we did under J. Edgar Hoover, where every president was afraid of the FBI director. We can't have that sort of a situation. So we'll be investigating it, but we'll be doing it from a broader basis than just the president's firing of Comey. We're going to be doing it as part of our oversight of the FBI.
Thank you.
Back to you, Jamie.
Senator, a whistleblower recently documented hundreds of Iowa veterans waiting more than 90 days for care at the VA, with some veterans waiting more than a year. What can be done to ensure our veterans are receiving adequate care?
Well, I'll have to wait until I get an answer to my last letter. But first of all, it took them a long time to admit that we weren't our people weren't getting the care that they're entitled to under policy of getting it for 30 days unless it's an emergency. And we had a hard time getting the VA to admit that documentation that we got from whistleblowers right. And I don't know how many it took a long period of time and a lot of email exchanges and, quite frankly, embarrassing the VA into admitting that I was right. So now the answer to your question will only come when I get an answer to the last letter I sent them. And I said two things. I want more definitive information on the backlog. In other words, the people over 30 days and the people over 90 days that aren't getting their treatment within the period of time that the law dictates. And thirdly, I want to know what they're doing to catch up on the backlog. I don't think passing laws is going to help anymore. Well, in the sense that we did just pass a law that made it easier to fire VA employees that aren't doing their job, that might help. But basically, the delivery of medical services has to be done between the doctors and the patient. So we want to know what they're going to do to catch up on it, because we want the promises made to be promises kept.
Thank you, Jamie and Dennis, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.